Welcome to Entrepreneurhood, where we break entrepreneurship down into three simple pillars: business, lifestyle, and motivation. Our goal is to use our personal experiences as industry leaders to guide and inspire young entrepreneurs to see the lesson in every challenge. Because we understand that companies don't succeed, people do. Now, welcome the leaders of Entrepreneurhood, Lakim and KB.
Introduce yourselves.
Welcome to the neighborhood. My name is Caleb Lewis, a.k.a. KB the Trainer. I live in Queens, New York, Jamaica, Queens to be exact. I am a full-time entrepreneur. I've been doing it for the last 7 years. So I started with personal training. I have my own fitness app now called Team KB, which led to modeling, acting, real estate, and last but not least, my nonprofit called Feeding the City.
So my name is Lakim James. I'm from New York City, Southside, Jamaica, Queens. And right now I'm the CEO of James Marketing Consultants.
Tell us a little bit about your friendship.
So KB and I, we've known each other since the year 2000 when we were 8 years old. And it's so funny, man. Him and I, we've grown so much together. Like, you're going to hear us say this a lot through episode 1 and 2, but literally when him and I met a few years ago, I just came from Jamaica. So I really didn't like wearing shoes. So when I met KB, I met him when I wasn't wearing any shoes, and it was an interesting first impression. But we've known each other for 20 years, and ever since I met him when I was 8, he was my best friend, and he's my best friend ever since.
I know Lay for 20 years now, and that's been my guy since we first met. We have, you know, sold bikes together, rode bikes, played basketball, played football. It's always been friendly competition for so these years. So it's just dope that we can actually create something together.
What made you guys decide to start a podcast?
Well, Lay approached me with the idea of starting a podcast, and I wasn't too sure about it at first. But he said it's a good platform where we actually can help people and eventually build another source of income.
So the reason we wanted to start a podcast was we wanted to use it as a platform. And we realized the best way to get our message out to people who we want to inspire is to create a podcast and use it to be the platform for us to start our company, Entrepreneurhood.
How did you come up with the name and the logo?
Yeah, so coming up with the logo, the name and all that stuff was pretty interesting. So the name, shout out to KB, man. He came up with that because the names that I was coming up with was like, it was trash. The logo, the one thing I told KB that I wanted Entrepreneurhood to display was a gate. And it was so funny because we had a hard time. We went through like 20 different options, but I know I wanted a gate on the logo and I wanted the gate to like open to represent the community and that Entrepreneurhood is an open community for anyone who wants to learn.
We came up with the name. Well, I came up with the name, but later I liked the name at first. And I just took the idea of childhood, adulthood, and entrepreneurhood. So because being an entrepreneur is a different stage of life. Like, you learn so much about yourself and also about the people around you. So I feel like it's a lonely space and it needs a community to help you to grow. So I just put it together and created Entrepreneurhood. Logo is funny because we actually went back and forth about the logo. After we had the word Entrepreneurhood, we needed something to symbolize it. And I could have sworn we'd seen about 1,000 different gates. And Lay was real adamant about that because he wanted to, you know, to symbolize something. And it's dope because now it's the perfect gate. And it's not only just the gate, but it's an open gate as well. If you can see in the logo where we want to leave the gate open for the generations to come of all the entrepreneurs.
And tell us about working in different states.
Working in different states was difficult at first. KB didn't really know how we were going to like make it work. But I told him that for my current company, I used an app called Zoom. And Zoom has been a game changer. Every episode, we're not even in the same room or even in the same state. So Zoom is a really cool app, and I would recommend it for anyone who wants to start a business with someone, and you don't even have to live in the same city as them.
I wasn't sure how he was going to do this, being that we live in two different states. He lives in Indy, I'm in NYC, but thank God through it virtually, we can actually make it happen. So the Zoom app is something he was already using with his company, and he said, yo, we can actually record and still give high quality content for you guys.
Who is your ideal listener?
So our ideal listener is probably like a younger me, someone who's hungry to get into business, someone who's aspiring to be an entrepreneur, or someone who's currently an entrepreneur, but maybe at a standstill. So we want to inspire anyone that want to get in the game of entrepreneurship.
our the listeners, people that's looking to jump into entrepreneurship, or a person that's in entrepreneurship right now but really struggling with the ups and downs. And we just want to give them a safe space where they could come and we could grow and learn together.
What days will the new episodes be dropped?
So each episode is going to be launched on Sundays. So we know our ideal listener, they plan on Sundays, and we want them to hear us talking about entrepreneurship while they're planning. So that's the goal. Sundays is a smooth day is what we decided.
And we also want you to be active listeners, meaning we want you to be doing what you're supposed to be doing while you listen to our podcast. So we will be dropping it every Sunday. That's the time I usually make my schedule for the week, and entrepreneurs set up their goals. So that's the idea, if we want to drop on Sundays, so you have enough time to go about your day and also get great content for the week.
How long is each episode?
So each episode is only going to be 30 to 45 minutes. We know our ideal listener, they got a very small attention span, so we don't want to bore them. So that's the goal.
Tell us about your mission statement for Entrepreneurhood.
So the mission statement of Entrepreneurhood is to break down entrepreneurship into three simple pillars: business, motivation, and lifestyle, through our personal perspectives.
And tell us about your vision statement.
So the vision statement of Entrepreneurhood is to create a community where entrepreneurs could grow together.
Tell us about the vision of Entrepreneurhood in the next 5 years.
So the goal for Entrepreneurhood in the next 5 years is to inspire hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions of people. And we plan to do that by using the platform to inspire people. We want people to know that entrepreneurship is a path that more people should capitalize on. So we want to use it to grow, inspire, and communicate with as many people as we can. We also want Entrepreneurhood to become a word in the dictionary. You know, I think we're going to really scale this thing to make a lot of people know what it is. And the third goal is to have it grow to be a multi-million dollar brand. So in 5 years, Entrepreneurhood is going to be a brand that everyone's going to talk about.
But definitely, thank you everyone for tuning in to episode 0. I hope you guys got a good insight about Entrepreneurhood, what it means, and what we're going to bring to the table. So please leave all feedback, share all posts. Anything is needed and necessary for us. And remember, we all in this together. So let's grow.
Anyone can start, but only champions finish. Now that you've completed this episode, you're ready to continue your journey by connecting directly with our hosts of Entrepreneurhood. Follow us on Instagram at The Entrepreneurhood to stay updated with the community. For each episode, the first set of listeners to tag us on Instagram and leave a 5-star review will be entered into a drawing to get a free 1-on-1 coaching session on the topic of entrepreneurship with our hosts. Remember, there is no shame in struggling, because we fail, we grow, and we win. Right here on Entrepreneurhood.